All right, since we don't have a sponsor, I'll just say that all of these podcasts are brought to you by historyofeveryday.com. Yep, that's me, historyofeveryday.com. Don't forget to check us out on TikTok as well, at dr.dcooper. There you go. Here is the podcast.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
In Dallas, Texas.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
All right, good morning and welcome to April 17th with the History of Everyday Guy, Scott Cooper. So, what happened on this day in history? On this day in 1964, the Ford Motor Company unveils its new Mustang model at the New York World's Fair. Just in case you wanted to buy one, the retail price was $2,368. A mob of western Kansas farmers today went back to old-fashioned justice when they lynched a man who admitted killing an 8-year-old girl on this day in 1932. In 1950, America accuses the Reds of shooting down a U.S. plane over the Baltic Sea in an unprovoked attack. A group of 1,500 Cuban exiles supported by the U.S. government invaded the Bay of Pigs on the southern coast of Cuba on this day in 1961. The invasion failed miserably, and by April 21st, it was all over. In 1970, Apollo 13, the U.S. lunar spacecraft that suffered oxygen tank number 2 blowing up on the spacecraft to its journey to the moon, safely returns to the Earth on this day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closes above 3,000 for the first time on this day in 1991. And in 1993, two former police officers are convicted by a federal jury in Los Angeles of violating the civil rights of beaten motorist Rodney King. In music on this day in 1960, touring the UK, 21-year-old singer Eddie Cochran is killed when the taxi he is traveling in crashed into a lamppost. Bob Dylan's second studio album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, was at number 1 on the UK chart on this day in 1965. In 1971, all four Beatles had solo singles on the UK charts. Paul McCartney with Another Day, John Lennon with Power to the People, George Harrison with My Sweet Lord, and Ringo Starr with It Don't Come Easy. And finally, on this day in 1973, Pink Floyd's album, The Dark Side of the Moon, went gold in the U.S. Well, remember that today is International Bat Appreciation Day, National Cheeseball Day, and National Ellis Island Family History Day. Well, there you go. There's a little more of what happened on this day in history. Go out and have a great History of Every Day.
Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded.
This concludes our programming for today. We welcome any comments you may have.
Our next regularly scheduled program will come to you at 6:15 a.m.